Paul Ramo broadcasting from the Stevens County Fair here in Morris. And we're excited for another day of fair activities here at the Stevens County Fair. So come on over. Of course, Friday night's the big night. Diamond Rio and Jason Pritchard. They're at 7:30 in the grandstand, and still have some tickets available for that. So come on over to Morris tonight for the Diamond Rio and all the other fair activities that are happening here. Of course, the county fair, a big part of the county fair is 4-H. And we're going to visit with Serena Schaefer. Serena, I met her yesterday at 4-H. I kind of bothered you while you were working, Serena.
No, you didn't bother me at all. I love talking to people, especially the ones from the radio.
All right. You should go on the radio then, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what the best career path is for me yet, but I'm sure to I'll figure it out in college.
All right. Well, we kind of have a connection. My daughter-in-law, Christine, is good friends with your dad. They grew up next to each other on the farm outside.
Morris or whatever, right?
Yeah, my father, Kevin Schaefer, grew up on a small family farm south of Alberta, just into Swift County. And your daughter-in-law lived not even 5 miles away, okay. So I'm sure they grew up together and formed a connection, formed a bond, and that lasted, well, today. Yep. And so, yeah.
And that's how I met you.
Yes, of course.
All right, so I got to thank my daughter-in-law for this. So, Serena, introduce yourself to our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, like Don said, my name is Serena Schaefer. I'm a part of the Pep in Progress 4-H Club of Stevens County, and I've been a part of the great Stevens County Fair for 13 years in 4-H, and even before that when I was helping out my siblings. I have been showing dairy for the past 6 years, and before that I showed a between the years of before dairy I showed goats, poultry, rabbits, beef a few years, and now I'm onto dairy. So in my entire 4-H career I have showed every species I can except for sheep and horses.
Okay. Well, Serena, yesterday when I bothered you, you were actually working. Tell our listeners what you were doing then.
Yes, yesterday I was volunteering to announce the goat show. So for goats, we announce and go through the dairy goats first and then the meat goats. And at the end is showmanship, and that's really it. It's a lot of fun announcing and even being watching the show. And it was a great show. We had a lot of fun, a few laughs, and it was a great day.
All right. Somebody just walked by the Q92 booth and said, Serena, great job yesterday, huh?
Yeah, thank you. I personally don't think I did a good job, but apparently I did, so thank you, everybody.
All right, I tell you what, let's talk about your 4-H career. Now, you're in college. Where do you go to college?
Yes, I'm in college. I go to South Dakota State University in Brookings, South Dakota. Go Jacks. I am studying agriculture education, minoring in animal science and dairy industry, so I got a big load on my plate. I am also part of 4 bands in my freshman year of college, one of them being the Pride of the Dakotas Marching Band. Last year for Thanksgiving, we were lucky enough to be a part of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City, New York, and it was a lot of fun. But I'm glad to be home and away from all those people, honestly.
Yeah, New York City and Brookings and Morris, it's a little different, isn't it?
It's a lot different. I would probably compare the size and feel from Brookings to about the size of probably Alec or Wilmer, but still have the small town feel that Alberta, Chicago, and Morris and Appleton give me every single day.
Well, you're a country girl for sure.
Oh yeah, country girl by heart, no doubt about that.
All right. Well, you do have your plate full. Let's talk about your 4-H career. What are some highlights in your career? You win a number of awards, I would guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm going to let you brag. Go ahead and brag.
Oh, I don't mean to brag much, but if I had to, I have won numerous awards for showmanship, being grand and reserved throughout the years for various species. One of the things I'm most proud of, though, is not in dairy, but in poultry. My first year ever trying poultry, I won grand champion of junior showmanship, and I didn't know that I tried that hard to win it, but I had a lot of fun, and I guess that judge saw that in me and awarded me grand.
Oh, congratulations. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations. So you've been down to the state fair a lot.
Yes, ever since I could, which in 4-H, after your sixth grade year in school, you are eligible to go to state fair until you are done with 4-H.
Okay, all right. So what's 4-H meant to you, Serena?
4-H has meant a lot to me, and that's an understatement, really, because ever since I can remember, I've been a part of 4-H. My dad was in 4-H when he was younger, and both of his sisters were as well. And it's kind of a family tradition at this point. My younger sister, Echo Schaefer, is also in 4-H with the dairy program, and we both have both expanded it in numbers and just in volume. And what I mean by volume is just the excitement and the notice that dairy is sometimes overlooked. We think of, when we think of byproducts by cattle, and not cattle, but by animals, we think of meat, beef, steak, all these different things. We sometimes forget about like milk or cheese or even ice cream.
Yep.
And who doesn't love ice cream?
I love the sweet corn ice cream here at the fair. I don't know if you've had that.
Yeah, I've had that. It's
different.
It's different, for sure. I like it once a year, and it's, don't get me wrong, I think it's good. It's just a little bit overwhelming for me.
Okay.
But I've known people who have gotten over 10 cups every single year, and I mean, they seem to enjoy it, so more power to them.
Well, you got the St. Mary's malts too, and those are good.
Yes, in fact, I just had one earlier today. It was a chocolate mint, which I always get because it's the best flavor, of course.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just connected to the dairy barn, and it's very convenient because, at least for my family, we constantly watch our cattle, and it's really nice that a food vendor of some sort is literally right outside, and it's amazing. So thank you, St. Mary's, for providing the opportunity for malts and shakes every single year. It's awesome, and they're really super good, so please keep it up.
I have one about once a day here at the fair, so.
Yeah, I'd say I probably, on average, get about 3 or 4 in me a day, but on show day, it's a little bit less because I'm busy, of course, but.
So this is your last year as a 4-H member. That's gonna be a lot of emotions going through your mind?
Yeah, it's bittersweet, honestly, because I, in my first year of dairy, I remember, I believe it was only one dairy member that year that was done after that year, had their final year, and that was Jake Anderson. And I believe he lives just outside of Morris or okay. Hancock.
Yeah.
And he was a big, huge inspiration for me. He taught me how to do simple things like how to walk my animal in a way that is acceptable, I guess you could say, for showmanship. Other things, just here and there, things that really made a huge difference. And I typically see him in the fair. I haven't seen him yet this year, but he always takes time out of his day to stop in and see how the dairy program has been doing over the years since he left. And I can't thank him enough, and I can't thank his entire family enough.
Good.
Because he made dairy fun. And my dad did too, of course. He showed dairy when he was younger, and he taught me how to do things, of course. But good. I don't know, it's nice to have someone outside of the family also teach you things as well.
Good. All right, Serena, well, congratulations on an outstanding 4-H career. And, you know, you see you're going to college at SDSU. What you're trying to get into the workforce after college? What do you want to do?
Well, so far I've been going back and forth for working as an agriculture teacher in a high school, preferably in the West Central area, so like Morris, Hancock, or maybe even starting a new ag program in a school that doesn't have it yet. And I've been going between that and working for Minnesota FFA or South Dakota FFA or Minnesota 4-H or South Dakota 4-H.
Where'd you graduate high school?
Hancock High School.
Oh, shout out to Wes Anderson. I know Wes really well. He was your ag teacher, wasn't he?
Yes, he has been for the past 5 years now. I believe he came in my 9th grade year, and the ag program has drastically improved since then. We built 2 new shops, one for primarily metal and the other one primarily for woods, and they have expanded a lot more variety into their classes even after I graduated. And he got my little sister to try woods, which she was at first not happy about it, but she has very come around and she is actually excited to try woods this year.
Good. Yeah, Wes does a great job as an ag teacher, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. We all love him very much. And him and Mr. Stein, our other ag advisor, do a very good job. And I'm proud of them both, even though I've only known them a few years. We all love them at Hancock and with our FFA chapter.
All right, Serena, thank you for your time. You're going to go a long ways in the ag industry, I have a feeling.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, no problem.
All right. I always end my interviews. What's your favorite fair food?
Ooh.
Well, as you're thinking, I have the ribeye sandwich the other night.
Oh, yeah. Those are really good. The Cowan's doing an excellent job. I'd say if I had to choose one, it would probably be the French fries from the wrestling booth. They're amazing, and they're always done very well. And I love how you can add as much seasoning as you want, and they don't seem to care, because I love a lot of seasoning.
Okay. That's a good answer. A lot of people have said the French fries. So
yeah.
Thanks, Serena, for coming in our Q92 booth and visiting with me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I love talking to people, like I said earlier, and I love sharing my knowledge about 4-H and agriculture in general. So thank you for that opportunity.
All right. Serena Schaefer from the PEP and Progress 4-H group here in Stevens County. And don't forget tonight, Diamond Rio and Jason Pritchard and the Assurance Partner stage in the grandstand here at the Stevens County Fair starts at 7:30. And we'll continue with our live broadcast here from the Stevens County Fair here in Morris today.